Once again, for our media members on the call, if you have questions for the coaches, just hit star one on your keypad and we'll get those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Tony Shaver. Good morning, Coach Shaver.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
You guys also a couple of tough games on the road last week at UNCW and at Charleston, and fall at UNCW and drop a close game on Saturday down at Charleston before we talk about the week ahead, kind of review those two games for us.
Well, it's a tough week for our club, no doubt about it. I mean, it kind of started with the huge snow in Williamsburg. I know people we canceled the game, the Drexel game, with 12 inches of snow, and people up north will laugh at that, I know. But, you know, it was a chance to get a home game, which we haven't had a lot of here lately, but and didn't get to practice for 3 days because the school had closed. But tough week for us, and then, you know, I thought we played some good stretches at Wilmington, but, well, they were terrific. I mean, they're just a great basketball team, experienced, you know, great seniors, great talent. It really, you know, follows the plan of the coach, you can tell very clearly, and, you know, we haven't played everybody in the league yet, but they're the team to beat in my eyes. And then 2 nights later, at Charleston, you know, without Daniel Dixon got hurt in the Wilmington game, without him, you know, for 37 minutes we played really good basketball and just didn't have the composure, the poise in the last 3 minutes to hang on. That would have been a great win for us. I think to split on that road trip would have been really special, but you know, we didn't have the poise to hang on. So two tough games and a tough week.
UNCW and Charleston both sitting still undefeated in conference play, but they both certainly do it in different ways, different styles. Why do you feel like they're both having success doing it in different ways?
Well, I think talent, number one. They're both very talented, and you know, Charleston has, I think, really good depth at certain positions. Wilmington may not have the depth they would want. I'm not sure how he feels about that, but I think talent, number one, and I think number two is I love their competitive instincts as a club. I mean, they really compete hard, and I think the third thing to me is they both really seem to carry out what the staff wants. I mean, they really seem to understand how they want to play and what they need to do well to win.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Tony Shaver. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Quest.
Morning, Tony. How
are
you?
Good, good. How are you?
Good. You touched on this when you're on Rob's first question, but with the schedule the way it's been, 4 out of 5 on the road, of course, one of your home games was postponed. You weren't able to practice a few days. How difficult has this opening couple weeks been for you guys?
Well, it's been really hard. I mean, everybody goes through it at some point, and I think that, you know, I mean, we played 6 out of our last 7 games on the road, and that's a hard stretch for any club in the country. But I think we didn't show the toughness in a couple situations. It might have snuck another win out of it on the road for us. And I, you know, I told the club, I mean, if we had been able to hang on and win that Charleston game, which we didn't, it would have been a miraculous 3 weeks for us. I mean, if we could have gone 4-3 during that stretch, and if we'd gone 4-2, it would have been really special. But we didn't. We didn't. And so 3-3 is where we are. So it has been hard, but at some point, you know, the schedule will turn in our favor. You know, I think the key is how we handle that whole thing. You know, we can't let it affect our confidence. Can't let it affect, you know, how we want to play the game. And I think it has sometimes. I think we've let outside influences affect our principles as a basketball team at times. And by outside influences, I mean, you know, road games, officials' calls, you know, tough, you know, just the things that happen on the road to you.
Right. What is Daniel's status for Thursday?
I really don't know. I mean, he hasn't practiced. In fact, he and Jack Whitman were both out of practice yesterday. Daniel has not practiced since the Wilmington game. So I wish I knew. I might sleep better tonight, but I feel a little bit more confident that Jack Whitman will be back in the lineup at some point this week than I do with Daniel.
And with Daniel, that's a back issue, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep.
question is from the line of Josh Walfish with the Daily News Record.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Simple question. What stands out to you about JMU when you pop on the tape?
Well, the size. I mean, you know, we're not a very big basketball club, and their size. They're really big at every position. Seem to be coming into their own a little bit on how they want to play, and once getting into conference play, and have some, you know, I believe 4-2 in the league. So their size will be the most difficult thing for us to contend with. And you know, I think Jackson Kent's playing at a higher level than he has in the past. I believe. I'll study them more in the next 2 days, but I believe he's their leading scorer right now. And you know, Dallin Bear's always been a good league performer. So, my assistants will know a little bit more about them than I do at this moment. But we're trying to take care of ourselves. But, you know, their size, they're playing well in league play. And it's always a battle, any league game.
All righty. Thanks so much, Sean.
Yes, sir.
A little bit... And he's certainly been a breakout performer, a guy who just saw limited minutes in the post for you the last couple of years, but had the career high 21 at Elon and for the season, averaging about 11 points a game, over 6 rebounds, shooting at a high percentage. Talk about how he's emerged and how he's improved.
Well, it's exciting to see. I mean, to be honest with you, it's something we had anticipated and thought would happen with Jack. He's out now, I guess. He's had a healthy stretch, but he just had a 2 or 3 year period of injuries, and probably more important than the season, he had surgery almost every off season, which kept him from getting in the weight room and working on his skill development. So after 3 tough years of playing hurt, it's really nice to see him. Gaining confidence and playing at a higher level and competing really hard inside for us.
How is he different or maybe similar to some of the other post players you've had over the last few years?
Well, he's a better athlete than some of our other posts. I mean, Jack's got really live legs and can really run the floor and do some things. He's not as good a defender as like Sean Sheldon was a year ago. Sean was such a force inside and just his own way for us. But I think his athleticism he's showing a little bit more signs of ability to score the ball as the season's progressed. So that's all been exciting. We've gotten a lot out of our post this year. I mean, combination of Jack Whitman and our freshman Nathan Knight. You combine those two guys' points and rebounds. It's a very productive position for us.
All right, Tony. Thanks as always for your time here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.